This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The concerns being raised in the wake of the vote in the UK Thursday night are many, as we know. The country's political future for one, American bank jobs over there for another, and everything in between. Also, what about Stilton cheese? Marketplace's Rima Grace has that one.
Even though the cheese store of Beverly Hills isn't hard to spot, you could find the place with a blindfold on. But after 40 years, owner Norbert Wabnig doesn't notice the smell. The store carries nearly 600 different cheeses from around the world.
Spain, Germany, Austria, the Netherlands, Australia, New Zealand, Canada.
England. Tucked away in the back, there's a whole selection from the UK, including Stilton.
It's a little bit like cheddar that somebody put blue into.
Stilton is among dozens of English products protected by the EU based on their region of origin. With Brexit, competitors could potentially imitate foods like Melton Mowbray pork pies and sell them for less.
It really leaves the future of the UK protected food names in doubt.
Matthew O'Callaghan is with the UK Protected Food Names Association.
Protected food names are about food heritage. They're also about jobs in rural areas. They're also about not fooling the consumer.
It should be noted that Stilton is safe. It has a certified trademark. As for other products like Scotch whiskey, Steve Livens of the British Beer and Pub Association says he's confident they'll remain protected.
You know, certainly there is a sense from the Leave campaign that, you know, we need to be able to continue to trade and deal with Europe. It's just that we have no great sense of what that looks like.
The Protected Food Names Association says it will lobby hard to hold on to its members' special status. But it could be months, even years, before we know the fate of Cornish sardines or Cumberland sausage. I'm Rima Grace for Marketplace.